laws of divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Adherence to Sharia. Before we begin, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salatu ala Nabi. The beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Asma'u salata ahli mahabbati wa a'rifuhum. I hear the salat which is sent to me by my devotees. Wa a'rifuhum, and I recognize them as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Views of Madin Channel, I will gain the honor of mentioning a part of a khutbah which was delivered by Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. One day he gave a sermon and he said, I heard from my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one should avoid the mother of all evils. What is the mother of all evils? Alcohol, sharab. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began mentioning an account of an individual. And he alayhi salam said, there was a person before you and he would live alone in seclusion, away from the people. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And once what happened, a woman, she was infatuated by him. She developed love for him. So what did she do? She came up with a cunning plan because she knew that this person was always living alone, separately, in seclusion. He wouldn't mix with people. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was very devoted to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day, she sent her khadim, her servant, with a message. And that message was, we need you to give testimony. We need you to be a witness in a particular matter. It's very important that you come and bear witness. Now that person who was an ascetic, who was living away from the people, what happened? When he heard this message, he came to that person's house, the woman's house. And the house had many doors. Whichever door he would enter, the door would shut. He's continuing to enter until he enters an area, a room, where the man is there, obviously the servant. And the woman herself, who's in love with this worshipper, she's present there, all done up, beautified, embellished from head to toe. Now, near them was a vessel, a container with alcohol in it as well. And then she revealed that, look, I didn't call you so that you can bear testimony. That was just a way of making you come here. We know that you live away from the people. But in fact, I called you to fulfill my own carnal desire. Ma'adallah. And he replied that, this can't happen. I've lived away from the people. I've adopted asceticism, zuhud. I've stayed away from my desires. And you're telling me that you've called me here to fulfill your carnal desire? No chance. And then she says to him, look, you've only got three options. I'm putting forward three options to you. Choose one of them. But you must choose one. What are the options? Number one, either you commit haram with me, you commit adultery with me, fornication. Number two, you kill this individual who's here, this person. Or number three, you drink the alcohol. Now this abid, this zahid, ascetic, is thinking now, is pondering, is reflecting. He's never been in a situation like this. And you can imagine, if someone was in a situation like that, their heart would be pounding. They'd be under a lot of stress and pressure. So he thought to himself, killing someone is a major sin, it's a really bad thing. Committing fornication, adultery is also bad, drinking alcohol is bad. But then shaitan made him think, that killing someone now, that's too big a sin. You can't take the life of someone else. And committing adultery with her, again, you're violating another person's right. So he thought to himself that from the three options, the least of the three evils was drinking alcohol. So he said, I made my decision. And I have chosen to drink the alcohol. So he was given the alcohol to drink. He drank the alcohol, became intoxicated, and then he demanded for more alcohol. Allahu Akbar. That more alcohol be brought to him. In the meantime, he killed that individual. He had committed adultery with the woman, and he was drinking alcohol. So this one sin made him involved in all of the sins that were mentioned. Allahu Akbar. Now this alcohol is Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of all evils. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, continue refraining and avoiding alcohol, by Allah, drinking alcohol and faith cannot gather in the heart of a person. Meaning the person is drinking alcohol and he's a kamil believer as well? That's not possible. Is a perfect believer, a true believer? No. This cannot be the case. So iman and alcohol, one will drive out the other. If one has strong faith, he will reject alcohol. And if one has love for alcohol and he wants to drink alcohol, then this will make his iman exit. It doesn't mean iman itself. It means the light of iman, the nuraniya of iman, the spirituality of iman. So that's why the scholars say that this person is not a kamil believer when he drinks alcohol. So, views of Madin Chan, from this account that we just heard, the individual considered drinking alcohol as the least or the lightest of the three evils. When in fact, when he drank the alcohol, it made him commit the other two as well. He committed adultery and he killed the person as well. This alcohol is very, very bad. As Muslims, we have to refrain from it at all costs. Even a drop of alcohol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Al-Quran Al-Kareem refers to it as rijsum min amali shaytan. Surah Ma'idah, verse 19. This is an impurity from the actions of shaytan, from the deed of shaytan. And he jalla wa ala said, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And avoid it, refrain from it, so that perhaps you may become from the successful ones. Allahu Akbar. Now if you look at our society, we look all around us, we will see that alhamdulillah, in our societies we have many, many Muslims. Even those who are living in non-Muslim countries, predominantly non-Muslim countries, you will still find in your neighborhood, in your town, in your community, in your city, many, many Muslims. So in England, for example, certain cities are known for having a large Muslim population. And the same goes for other countries in Europe, in America and the likes. But unfortunately, very unfortunately, we have to say that within our communities, this sin of drinking alcohol has increased amongst Muslims. People who are not Muslim, who do not ascribe to Islam, they're going to drink it anyway. But as a Muslim, when a person goes out of his way to drink alcohol, to become involved in alcohol, then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is worthy of punishment. That person will face a lot of loss in the dunya. And if he does not repent, the time of his death, he'll face destruction in the hereafter as well. How have we even got to this stage? Seeing alcohol around us doesn't mean that we should adopt it, start drinking it. We have love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And the requirement of that love is that you obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we just hear in the hadith that alcohol is Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of all evils. It makes one commit numerous evils. Who is saying this? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear this statement, we say, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will avoid alcohol. When we hear the ayat of the Quran, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ, Allah Ta'ala ordering us to stay away from it. You see, لَبَّيْكِ يَا اللَّهِ يَا رَحْمَانِ, we are not going to go towards alcohol. Unfortunately, our iman is at such a low that when alcohol is presented, we become enticed. Now, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayh, he had a student who was facing the pangs of death. He was in the state of nazar, when the soul is coming out from the body. Now, he himself was there, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayh, a great wali of his time. And he was reciting Surah Yasin, the chapter of Yasin from Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Now, when Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi began reciting spontaneously, on that very same student's lips came the words, do not recite Surah Yasin, Allah. Meaning he's facing the pangs of death. And he's saying, do not recite it, stop it, Allah. Then Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi came closer to him, more closer than before, began reciting kalima, doing talqeen of the kalima, instructing for kalima to be recited by the deceased or by the one who is qareebul maut, who is nearly deceased. And the manner to do this, the ulama state, is that you don't say to the deceased, read the kalima. What you do is you begin reading it yourself with this intention that when that person who is about to pass away hears you reading it, he'll also be reminded by it and he will recite it as well. And with the mercy of Allah, his last words will be kalima shahada, kalimatu tawheed. So Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi is reciting kalima loudly. And again, Allahu Akbar, spontaneously, instantly, words came out of the mouth of that student who was dying. He said, I will not recite the kalima. I am disassociated from this kalima. Allahu Akbar. And after that, he passed away. So, you know, Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala was very hurt by this. Imagine, the wali of the time, and he has gone to see his student who must have been pious, he must have been renowned amongst the people. He's the student of Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad. And Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala holds him in high esteem. He's gone to visit him at that very crucial moment. But what does he witness? That the student says, I have nothing to do with the kalima. So he comes home, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, traumatized, shocked. What just happened? And how did he have an evil end? What's the reason behind this? He began contemplating. 40 days passed in this way, where he was very emotional. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayh. He was at his own home, at his own abode. And during this time, he kept recalling that moment. What happened to my student? What did he say? He began crying profusely, weeping bitterly. After 40 days had passed, he sees this very same student in his dream. And the angels are dragging him towards the fire of hell. Astaghfirullah. So he asks, tell me, you had a great rank amongst my students. And Allah Ta'ala had blessed you with his ma'rifah, his gnosis, his recognition. What thing led to this gnosis, this ma'rifah being removed from you, being taken away from you? This evil ending, this bad ending that you had, and now I'm seeing you being dragged towards hellfire. What led to this? He replied and he said, I had three flaws, three defects. And these became the cause of my destruction. Number one, I would commit tale-telling, when you go to one person, you mention another person to them, see what they have to say about him, then go to the second person and say, oh, you know what so-and-so said about you, with the intention of causing conflict and hate between them. Gossiping, tale-telling, with that intention of hurting your fellow Muslim brother. He said, this was one of the flaws, this is what I would do. Secondly, I was involved in jealousy. Jealousy, when you wish that the ni'mah of someone else be taken away from them. This is jealousy, hasad. And the third thing was that I had an illness because of which the physician told me to drink a bit of alcohol. And not regularly, but once a year. And I followed that instruction And today I am destroyed because of these three things. Tale-telling, hasad, jealousy, and drinking a glass of alcohol a year. In a year. Views of Madin Shami. Here we should reflect that if Ma'adullah someone is involved in drinking alcohol and he takes it lightly, like we're in the month of Ramadan Kareem, and even in this month people don't stay away from sins. If someone is involved in drinking alcohol even in this month, imagine what will become of him. Imagine due to drinking that alcohol, a person is not able to say the kalima shahada at the time of death. Imagine a person is dragged to the fire of hell. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes forever displeased with such a person. What will become of him? He'll be destroyed completely. So drinking alcohol isn't a light matter. We're in the month of Ramadan Kareem. Tale-telling has to be cut out from our lives as well. People are fasting, they're not drinking, they're not eating. But they're tale-telling. And how are you going to gain spirituality from your fast? How are you going to gain the barakah and the light of your fast, the nur of your fast? Similarly, hasad, a person's fasting, that's good. But at the same time, he's committing jealousy. He is wanting harm for others. He's wanting for them to have their blessings removed. So these are things that we must refrain from in Ramadan and throughout our lives as well. Going back to the verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden alcohol. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Refrain from alcohol so that you may become successful. The Quran is forbidding it. The Prophet alayhi salam referred to alcohol as the mother of all evils. And in Surah Ma'idah verse 91, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ That indeed, Shaitan only wants to develop enmity and hatred. And how will he do that? فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ By means of alcohol and gambling. And he wants to prevent you from the dhikr of Allah and from salah. But will you refrain? Allahu Akbar Kabir. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. That when a person's prevented from salah, it could be because of alcohol as well. A person can refrain or go away from the dhikr of Allah due to alcohol. Because of alcohol, people fall out with each other. Now, question is, will we follow Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or will we follow Shaitan, Iblis Lain? That's upon us. That's what we will be judged for. Will we obey Allah, or will we obey Shaitan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ Do you not refrain? Do you not restrict yourselves from these evil acts caused by shaitan? We should say, لَبَّيْكَ يَا اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ O Lord, we are at your service. We are here to worship you day and night. We are here to obey you. We are here to fulfill the maqsad of our existence. And we will refrain from alcohol. We will refrain from eating usury. We will refrain from tale-telling. We will refrain from committing acts of injustice and indecency, all of that stuff. And we'll finish with this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that people who are involved in alcohol, curse of Allah is upon them. And he mentioned 10 different people. We'll quickly go through them. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who makes the alcohol, the one who orders for it to be made, the one who drinks it, the one who picks it up, the one who orders for it to be picked up, the one who gives it to others to drink, the one who sells it, the one who eats from the earnings that are accrued from selling alcohol, the one who buys it, and the one who asks for it to be purchased. 10 types of people have been cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in the hadith. So we need to refrain from alcohol at all costs. We need to ensure that not a single drop of alcohol enters our mouth. And if it ever does, Al-Aman wal-Hafiz, then At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kama la dhanba lah. That the one who repents from sin is like the one who has no sin. You must repent after every single sin with the hope that Allah Ta'ala will erase that sin, and He will erase that sin. But the initial thing is to avoid sins in the first place. To go in the court of Allah pure. To go in the court of Allah having not committed these sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the salihin, make us of those who avoid sins, and make us those who obey Allah in every instant and moment. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine love, we find peace. peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.